The Roman Emperor Vespasian was married to a beautiful and vivacious woman named Flavia. It came as a surprise when he announced his intention to divorce her. One of his friends, who felt secure enough in their friendship to be allowed to raise so delicate a subject, asked him why he would wish to separate from such a desirable woman. Vespasian pointed at his sandals and asked, "What are my sandals made of?" His friend glanced down. "Gold." "Beautiful, are they not?" "Very." "But you do not know where they pinch my feet." "I do." The Greek philosopher Diogenes was unimpressed by wealth, power, or fame. Thus it was that Alexander the Great, who succeeded his father Philip as ruler of Greece, desired to meet this man and attempt to draw him into friendship. Diogenes was sunning himself when Alexander approached him and offered him anything he might want, anything at all. Diogenes thought for a moment and then said, "Please step aside. You are blocking the sun." The vagaries of languages often alter the meaning of words over time, occasionally with interesting results. When King James II of Great Britain and Ireland first beheld architect Christopher Wren's masterpiece, St. Paul's Cathedral in London, he pronounced it awful, artificial, and amusing, which today would be regarded as derogatory remarks. But in the 17th century, awful meant awe-inspiring, artificial meant displaying artistic skill, and amusing meant bestowing pleasure. Big difference. Vlad the Third, 1431 to 1476, was voivode, prince, of the Romanian province of Wallachia from 1456 to 1462, and again briefly in 1476. He is known in his homeland as Vladceps, Vlad the Impaler, because his favorite means of executing criminals and enemies was impalement, i.e., driving a long, sharpened wooden stake through the body, and then leaving the miscreant to writhe in agony until death mercifully dispatched him. He is better known in the West as the son of the dragon, Dracula. Dracula had a reputation for sadistic brutality, which, given the sadistic brutality ubiquitous in 15th century Eastern Europe, speaks volumes. His most infamous act was the impalement of 20,000 rebels and captive enemies, though other stories that illustrate his nature have survived the passage of the centuries as well. When Turkish envoys, devout Muslims all, refused to remove their hats in his presence, for example, he had their hats nailed to their heads. He was killed in battle in 1476, and his head was sent to the Sultan of the Ottoman Empire. His remains were eventually interred in a sarcophagus in the crypt of Snagov Monastery, on an island in the Danube, near Bucharest.